חם, חם.
חם, חם.
I thank Yoni and the Harborview Capital for sponsoring this event. We'll just stack up a few factors and then we'll connect the dots. Interesting aspect of Hilchos Chanukah is that it's house-oriented. Ner Ish Ubeso. So aside from one candle is good enough for the whole family, and you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe, and you'll see a whole talk about the issue of mishpacha and Hanukkah. But it's also literally beiso, house. That according to many rishonim, if you don't have a house, you don't have a roof over your head, you're potter from hadlaka, and that's why they were mitakin birkas haroeh. The lashon of many rishonim is misha in lo bayis. So if a person lives, God forbid, outside, he's put from chanukah. It's like mezuzah. So it's not a piece of poetry that Chazal say mezuzah miyamin, ner chanukah mismol. It's mamish. It's like mezuzah, right? In the sense that it's a din in the bayis. And even according to the rishonim that hold that a homeless is chayav in ner chanukah. But even they hold that if you do have a house, that's where you have to light, in your house. You're not allowed to. If you have a house, you can't light in the chutzah, right? It's house oriented, and it has to do something with the fact that there are mitame, the base hamikdash, and we're going to talk about this, right? So bear that in mind. Another thing is that we always read during Parshas Hashavua, Chanukah always comes out during the story of the strife between Yosef and his brothers. So it's very interesting because that Yosef has he's fighting a war on two sides. Like he's got to make sure he doesn't assimilate with the Egyptians. He has to be Omri's son and Eshes Potiphar and getting all that covered from power. He has to still hold his Yadus, and that's an easy crossover with Chanukah. When we're amongst the Goyim, they shouldn't culturally take us over. We still maintain our Jewish identity. But he also fights an internal war, against his brothers, particularly against Yehuda. Right? And that's also a crossover to Chanukah in the sense that it was a civil war. Or the Mit Yavnim, many Hellenistic Jews, that it was Ish Ba'achiv. Right, it is Yosef and Yehuda all over again, in a certain sense that the Rambam, when describing what the miracle was, is that v'chazra hamalchus liYisrael. Right, and that's it. That's the strife between Yehuda and Yosef, who's the melech, right? That was the big, and that's the famous Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. That's why the Chashmonaim were eventually killed out by Hordas, to the point that, according to our Gemara, there's anyone who says the Chashmonaim is a liar. Right? They were totally, and why Sha'avrat Tzavah Zakein of Lo Yosor Shevet Miyuda? Because they took the Malchus for themselves. So it's the whole story of Yosef and Yehuda. Who's the Melech? This way it played out with the Chashmonaim, that they, on one end, to restore the Malchus, but then they were supposed to hand it over to Zerah David. So the whole thing is, coming into play. What do you mean? I'm going to talk about it a second. So now it's not a coincidence. So it's not a coincidence that, what's come up in the last few parshas before Yosef gets sold, with Yosef getting sold, is Shechem. So first, it starts with Dina being raped there. Yosef gets sold there. And Rashi talks about also in the future, Shom Nechleka Hamalchus, between Yeravam and Rechavam, Rechavam being from Yehuda and Yeravam being from Yosef. And it was like, it's mamish deja vu. That's where Yehuda said to sell Yosef. All those years later, Malchus he saw under the leadership of Yosef, and Malchus based David split. It's all about Shechem. And that's why, as part of the tikkun, So Yaakov at his deathbed awards Yosef, and I said, "Nisatecha shechem echad alachecha," right? To somehow compensate him for that. So now this issue of Shechem, right? To understand why it's a mokam mukhan leperonius, it has to do with Hanukkah also, in the earliest allusion, right? Right. Noach had two kids. He had three kids. One.
He was the Gilgal.
Right. Obama. Right. And then there was, right. Right. There was, Shem and Yefes. Right. So now, when Noach was, Vayiskal b'toch olo, so they walk back and says, Vayasimu al Shem Shnehem. They put it on their joint shoulder, right? Shem Shnehem, Shem, right? And that's how they restored honor to Noach. And then, we know Shem, from him came Klal Yisrael, and from Yefes came Yavam, right? Vayasimu al Shem Shnehem, and then Noach now sets up a type of, setup of how it should work, right? Yaft Elokim liYefes v'yishkon ba'ohaleshem. Yefes has yofi, has beauty, right? But he dwells in the tent of Shechem. Shechem gets the tent. All right, so besides the fact that he's Baruch Hashem Elokim Shem, Shechem, Shem is the more spiritual one, but he gets the tent. Yefes should dwell in the tent of Shem, but the Ohel is Nikral, Al Shem Shem, literally, right? So now, David, to point out what's brought down in Kisvei Ari, that Shechem is Roshei Tevos, Shem Kvod Machusa. Shem, right? Shechem, Shem Kvod Machusa.
Just the 24 Isis of Bar Shem Kvod Machusa, right? Negative 25 of Kriyashma, Yakas of Kriyashma, 25
of Kriyashma. All right. Come. All right. The Dabba Niflamot to... to understand the difference between, shame and covered, right? And Malchus, as we'll see, is supposed to encompass both of them, be the kli that holds. But shame and covered is perfectly parallel to shame and yafto kim yef, shame and yofi. One is chitzenius, they say skinny, beauty is only skin deep, right? I mean, ugly is to the bone, but beauty is only, right? Is skin deep, it's on the chitzonius, right? But shame is an Indian of Pnimius, how so? Going back to Adam Harishon, going back even earlier in history, the Malachim were Mekatrek, what's this Adam? Ma enosh ki tizkarano. So Rebbe Roshan said, Chochmaso meruba mishalachem. He's smarter than you guys, right? And so the Malachim threw down a challenge, let's prove it. So it says, as it says in Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed all the Nefesh Chai in front of Adam, Cho Asher Yikra Adam, Hu Shmo. Adam gave all the names. So it says the Medrash, he first asked the angels, right, what would you call this? They didn't know. Adam said, this is a Gamal. Right? What would you call this? The angels said, no. Adam said, sure. So the Pasuk said, Cho Asher Adam, Hu Shmo. That is Mamish, the name that should be.
That every name, the shape, is its essence, the Mahos.
Right. All right, that's its name. So, okay, what do you have? Why couldn't the Malachim make up a name? So it must be. So as the Sforim explain, right, the shame of something, those Oisius that make up its name, those Oisius are carrying, are conduits of the particular Oiris that when these Oiris are in this configuration, it makes this Nivra. Hare Mariah from Maisa Bereishis itself. We both said Yehi Or, then Vayi Or. He first created the name. And from the name came the Nivra, right? That the shame is connected the mamish the Eurus, which make the thing. So it's Pnimius, it's like it's Neshama is its name, right? And so it's not the Pshat, it exists, and then you give it a great catchy name. It's the other way around, right? It's Ruchni essence is the shame, right? And then, and from that Ruchni essence comes the thing itself. So the shame is its real, spiritual essence, right? So that's the end of shame. Shame is pnimius, right? Now, of course, when it comes out into existence, you could beautify it, you could improve it. That's yofi, So shame is it's mahut, right? And the offer is it's chitzonius, right? Right.
Which is the same as
safer. Right. So now, no, by the Dora Flugger, right? They built the tower. So what? Yeah. They built the tower. Right. What was so terrible? But they said Naset Lonu Shame. The Chazal said that was Avodah Zarah. That's where it's all merumas, that they want to be married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it doesn't say, you know, Mefurish and the Pesukah, they want to be married in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Want to make a beautiful tower. No, Nasa Lonu Shame, right, that this thing will be, you know, a cause, you know, a pnimius, a cause to rally around, right? Right, and we say you do it Lishma, right, for its own sake, the thing itself, Torah Lishma. Right, so Nasalom Shem, we want to make up our own things that are there. Kilu, we determine what is essentially important, right? And that was the nekuda of their merida and akashkul Nasalom Shem, as opposed to Shem Shemayim, and all the shemus that akashkul gave for everything. That's all meramis on his hanhaga. That's Mekayim, and manages everything. Nasalom Shem, right? That was their merida. Right, so that's what Noach is saying, you know, so good, right? That Yaftel Kimyevs, he'll have Yofi. Greece has Yofi. So now, you know what they were good at, you know, I'm not talking about their Hellenistic culture that was, you know, that was the woke of the day. You know, that we're not talking about that garbage. But even what they were good at, you know, like mathematics, sciences, architecture, right? All that stuff is Yofi, right? Yeah, that's to see the beauty of the world, right? Or to do beauty things. And Chazal referred to that chokhmah as chokhmos chitzonios, right? It's on the outside. You know, the way something is in the mind, that doesn't get to the essence of it. Its essence is its shame. Its essence is for what purpose did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create it for? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, what's its tachlis? That's its shame. That's its pnimius. So all what the science sees, is, which might be yafeh, it's yofi, it's all chitzonius. Yaft Elokim liyefes, but v'yishkom bo, the one who's in inner space, the pnimius, that's by shame. Mamash kerei, the inner of shame. But vayasimu al shchem shneihem. The shchem is the border where shame meets coven. Right? Shame is the essence, that's pnimius. Adam Rishon was able to see the pnimius, the Malchim couldn't see the pnimius of Nivroim. But coven is chitzonius. Right? You know, berov am, you know, coven you get from the outside. Right? You need people to be mechabed you. And that's why the more, the greater berov am, hadras melch. Coven is chitzonius. Right? So Shechem represents the border where Pnimius meets Chitzonius. Now the Malchus is supposed to be the kli that holds it all together. Right? You know, that the Barov Am Hadras Melech, on one hand, you know, Ein Melech below Am. But on the other hand, that Malchus also, you know, Kayadu al Pi Kabbalah, right, the Midah of Malchus is called Shem Shemayim. Right? Right, you know, so it's a kli that holds chitzonius and pnimius together. That the malchus could be that which binds the two. Right, the inyan of this place on the globe called Shechem, you know, as Eretz is so big, Eretz Akarish, it's mamash a land that plays out philosophical concepts. Right, so the inyan of Shechem is the border between pnimius and chitzonius. Right, so that's it. Vateitze dina liros brother. It's called that she went out. Well, you know, she just stayed in her neighborhood. No, she went out. She crossed the line from Pnimius to Chitzonius, right? And that's where she was raped by a goy, right? Because that's why it's a Mokka Mukhal and Paris. It's the scene. It's interesting that Arayom Azeh. It's called, you know, anyone spend any time in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's Kava Tefer, right? As they call it, the border between, you know, we go over the green line, you know, where it's dangerous. Kava Tefer, the scene. Right. And Shechem is one of those cities that's al kav ha-tefer, mamish, you know. So you don't walk around Shechem, you know, without armed escort.
You don't walk around with a
guard. Right. Yeah, but that's Yonis, right? Yeah, but as the leader, but she went liros bibnos oret. She went into external space, right? And this is the Indian of our two kings, you know. the Malchus. We have two, you know, we're going to have Lost Lover, but now we have two Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Dor, because Malchus has internal affairs and external affairs, right? You know, international affairs and local, national affairs, right? And right? Right. Sarpanim, Sarchutz, right? You know, and you know, jumping fast forward to the future, Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be one that's going to lead the Messianic wars. You know, I know there are Rosh Hashanah and others hold that we could skip that phase if we're Zoche, but if we need to go to that phase, the one's going to have all the Milchamas, Klapei Chutz, right? That's Mashiach ben Yosef. The one who's going to enjoy, you know, sitting B'shalva in our own land is going to be Mashiach ben Dov. Mashiach ben Yosef is destined to be, if it'll happen, he'll be killed in battle. The Navi says a hesped on it, the hesped that will say on the Mashiach ben Yosef, right? You know, like Yosef HaTzadik, you know, he had to go out. He had to go out. That's why he's the one who goes up against Esav, you know, that, you know, Eish base Yaakov, Eish base Yosef Lahava, and base Esav Lakash, right? He's the one who goes out. He's the one who went out to Mitzrayim, went out, right? And, you know, and he has to deal with the outside world, foreign affairs. And in foreign affairs, you can't fail. It's a Chil Hashem if you fail, right? You know, it's a Chil Hashem if you fail. It's Ma Yom Ragoy, right? Aye Elokim, right? So we have to win. You know, Yosef, he only wins. He's a hard worker, and he only wins because when you're dealing with the external world, where they measure results, and they don't measure with faith. They want to see hard results because you're talking about the goyim and proving it, getting it in their face. So Yosef is matzliach wherever he goes, right? Right. Yehuda, right? Yehuda is inner space, right? Yehuda seemingly, even when he's wrong, he's right. Right? Even when he's wrong, he's right. Right? You know, with Tamar. Right? You know, with Tamar, you know, so he failed. But then it comes out, Tzodka Mimeni. The Baskel says, Shechina says, I engineered the whole thing. So this will come Machus Beis David. Same thing with David and Bathsheba. You know, Kol Moshe David Chata, Eino Elo Toe, Akash Bechu engineered the whole thing. You know.
And Yosef and Asmas.
No, but Yosef, he doesn't fail. It's not the pshat that he fails, but it's mitzbarer that it was, you know. Yosef doesn't fail, period. Yosef doesn't fail, right? Because it would be a Chil Hashem, right? Yehuda could fail because Yehuda wants to show a different inyan of hapam, odes, Hashem, yirmoida, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's from, so he's the pawn to prove everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malchuso bakol mashallah. Right, his malchus, you know, even, reigns overall. Even when things go bad, it's still never out of Hashem's jurisdiction. He, in a hidden way, is always engineering things, right? But that's something that's internal affairs. You can't show that to the goyim because they'll take it as a victory, right? So that's something that's purely internal affairs.
And many failures. This whole story, tell him he's always down. And
that's right. That's right, but it all turns out good,
that's
and
internal.
That's internal affairs. That's internal affairs. And that's the difference between Hallel and Hodah. Hallel is your praise for a job well done, right? A job well done. Hodah is even to say thank you, even for the bad things, to be moda, Odcha Hashem ki anaftabi. So Yehuda, Hodah, Yosef is Hallel, right? You know, Hanukkah is, you know, showing up, but Hallel u'Behodah. They're two different things. Hallel is praise for a nice, you know, for a job well done. Hallel is like Yasher Koch. You say Yasher Koch for a job well done. Hodah is thank you. Even appreciate, or even the bad things were for our benefit. Otcha Hashem, Hodah, ki anaftabi. Right? So that's Yosef and Yehuda. Right? And that's also the difference between Avodah and Tefillah. Avodah and Tefillah. Right, Avodah we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives back, you know, and you do more, you get more. You do a lousy job, you don't get paid. That's Avodah. Right. I mean, except here at Harbor, you get paid no matter what. But that's because they're like God, right? But I just got you guys bonuses, right? Right? Yeah. Right, but there are called Avodah, you know. You do more, you get more. You do less, you get less, right? Right? Tefillah doesn't work that way. You could ask, Oitzer Matnas Chinam, right? You know, in Tefillah, Tefillah, and by no coincidence, Tefillah ends off with, it starts with Poschim Bechvod Hashem Makom, right? First three brachas. Then you make your bakashas, it ends off with Hodah. Whatever you give me, thank you very much. Whatever you give me, thank you very much. And Tefillah doesn't work on that basis, right? So that's, so Yosef is Avoda, right? That's why he's Nimshol Lashor. That's a beast of burden that does work, right? Yehuda is dumb to an Aryeh, right? You don't put a lion to work, but you don't mess with a lion. You don't put it, he just is a melech, not because of what he does. He just is. Just is. Right? And that's the duality that there is in a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is the makam of Avodah, Korbanis, and the better, more Avodah you do, the more you'll get. It's also a makam of Tefillah. Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikar L'Chol HaAm. Right? That's the duality in the Beis HaMikdash also. Right? So now but question is, what's the ikar of the Beis HaMikdash? The Avodah or the Tefillah? Yes? And what end, as a function of Ad Hayom Hazeh, according to the Rambam, there's only one halacha doraisa in Tefillah. He holds it's a mitzvah doraisa daven, but you can do it freestyle. It's just one thing that's midoraisa, it seems. To face the Mokam HaMikdash wherever it is in the world.
Wow.
That's like the one thing that's, the rest is all midrabanan. Now, of course, that is not ma'akev. If you don't know which way to turn, you're mechamel avinu shabbat shemayim. Whereas that's like to face the makom hamikdash, right? To face the makom hamikdash. It's the makom of tefillah. It's the makom of avoda. It's makom to do and earn. Yosef, pchinas Yosef, and that's the chashmonaim, the kohanim, avoda, right? And it's a makom of tefillah. What's the ikar of it? Gamrinon ein yeshiva ba'azora ela malchei beis David bovad. A melech. But only a melech from Beis is allowed to sit in the Azorah, as if it's his place. And that's the reason why Rechavam and Yerovam couldn't get along. It was, what Chazal tells us, because of the Aliyah L'Rego problem, right? Yerovam's going to do Aliyah L'Rego with the Am Yisrael. He's going to have to stand, and I won't see Rechavam sitting. Say, ooh, he's the real king. And that's because of that, he blocked, he did roadblocks, no one could do Aliyah L'Rego. They flit about that because, because the makom, the pnimius of Beis, sitting, being in, that's only for Malchus Beis David. And by the way, this also is the Indian of the two different bechinas that there are that were said by Matan Tor. V'isem li zgula mikolam klotz vatem tli mamleches kohanim v'goy karsh. Zgula versus mamleches kohanim v'goy karsh. Kohanim v'goy karsh is avoda. But then there's zgula. What's a zgula? Akashu just loves us because he loves us. Right, Malchus Beis David brings out the zgula. The zgula. Hakadosh just loves us and we're pawns of the Hashgacha, no matter what. So even when we're wrong, we're right, because we're the ball that Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose to play the game. He uses us as the ball. Right? Yeah, that's why it hurts so much. We're the ball. We're God's ball. Right? Yeah. That's zgula. And then there's Avoda. And that's between Yosef and Yehuda. Both bechinas in the Beis HaMikdash, both bechinas of Hanhaga, Malchus, right? And that's really in Pimis difference between Rachel and Leah. That's the sort of Rachel's Akeras HaBayis, because you should put your emphasis on Avoda, right? We should not rely on the Zgula, right? But but from Leah, who said Apam Odes Hashem, that's where Malchus Beis David comes from, the Zgula. And at the end, the Zgula is the Pnimius. We're just bound up with HaKadosh because we just are. And then there's the Avoda that we do. We should put our emphasis on Avoda, Rachel HaKeres HaBayis. But at the end, the final Melech, right, is from Malchus Beis David, from Leah, that said, Apam Odes Hashem. So the struggle between Yosef and Yehuda is mamash the struggle that there is. We have that internal struggle of the Zgula versus the Avoda, right? We have, and that's also, the struggle, sadly, it's a parallel to our struggle between us and the Goyim, right? That they want to make that their Ki'ilu, their, what they call, everything that we call, it's Yafeh, Yofi. They want to make as if it's a shame, it's an ikker. It's like, science could tell you what's moral and what's not moral, right? There's only one religion, climate change, right? Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they want, they take that's naselonu shame. They want to take Yofi and make it a shame, instead of shame shamayim. And that's the makom it's called komakom asher askir es shmi. Hamakom asher yivchar Hashem leshaken shmo sham, right? And that's why Yehuda, who's connected to shame per se, could sit there. But that's also just between us and the goyim. We're all b'nei shame, and they're b'nei yefes, and then they're the Obama people. But that's not. They're not part of the. They're not part of the discussion, right? So maybe you can understand, you know, that, you know, the struggle that there is between Yosef and we have this problem even internally. Even in Ruchnius, that, you know, two different Bechinas of Anoga, but that's for sure, you know, our descent, you know, in the big picture between us and the Umas Ha'olam, that, you know, now we, even our Avoda's Pnimius relative to what their accomplishments, their culture, that's 100% Chitzonius. The most it could ever be is Yafet, but the inner space is ours. And that's what the Yevonim were so insanely jealous of. The Beis HaMikdash, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham. That's Yefes invading the Ole Shem, the turf of shame, you know, which is inner space. So that's why Ufortzu Chomos Migdala. They poritz, they break in. They pierce, you know, they trespass. The outsider tries to break in. Right? They wanted to say that their culture can reach the same place as our Torah. Our Torah is kulo shemos of Shakosh Baruch Hu, inner space, inside the makom hamikdash, hamakom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shmo sham. That's ohale shame, and they want to take their yofi into, and capture it as if their yofi, we just called stam yafeh. It could be like a whole tachas. It could be a replacement for religion. It could be a replacement for Torah. It could be chasam a replacement for malchus shemayim. Right? And that's saying that they were poets and they broke in. They broke in. There's one more nice thing that, you know, the Rambam, you know, he worked with Aristotle, but he said Aristotle was wrong wherever he contradicts Torah. And it's such a beautiful shtickle in the Mara Nevuchim. He gives a mushal where Aristotle went wrong, right? You know, particularly in the issue that Aristotle didn't believe in Bria Yesh Me'ayin, right? So he said, and Aristotle has proofs. So the Rambam says a beautiful mushal. He doesn't say where he got from, so he made it up. He said that a bunch of men and a little boy got shipwrecked on an island.
Right?
Shipwrecked. This is the Rambam made up this mushal. Beautiful mushal. Right? It's in the Mara Nevuchim. Right? So he got shipwrecked, and there were a bunch of intellectuals, and they had plenty of coconuts and bananas, you know, on the island. They figure, you know, they'll keep themselves busy by educating the kid. Right? That's how they'll keep themselves busy until they get rescued one day. This one knew biology, this one knew chemistry, this one knew physics, and they figured, you know, whenever we'll be rescued, give the world, you know, a genius. Right? That was it. So they teach him and teach him, everyone teaches him everything he knows. Right? Then one day, the kid asked the question, where do people come from? Right? So I said, you better sit down for this one and explain to him, you know, the whole business, you know. So the kid thinks, and he said, I'm going to kill you all. I'm going to murder you all. I said, why? What do we do? You're liars. Mimanafshach. Either you lied to me in what you taught me, or you lied to me now. But you definitely lied to me. Mimanafshach. They say that, you know, that the kid starts off, you know, as just some water, you know, inside a womb, right? Without a skeleton, right? You know, without air, without food, right? You told me that's all biologically impossible. If I right now remove all your bones from your body, just leave you, patch you up with just the internal, you die on the spot. You need your bones, that's them for your structure. You say the kid is hung upside down for like 3 months straight. I'll hang you up right now upside down for 3 months. You won't last 3 days, right? Then you say stuck in a womb without, and you say, well, get stuff through the umbilical cord. All right, you know, I'm going to cut a hole in your stomach and stick in a tube and shove in, you know, food and air. Yeah, you'll die from that alone. It can't be. So Mimonovshach, either the science that you taught me is a lie, or what you just told me right now is a lie. Mimonovshach, right? Is that? So says the Rambam. You know, what's the, you know, the kid is right, because the inside the pnimius in the womb in the rechem, it's a different set of laws of biology. Pnimius is different than Chitzainius. Right? And he's alluding to a medrash in Parshas Tazir. It talks about everything that goes on in the womb. It's inner space. So it's all the malam yiderach hateva. The whole pregnancy is a nace. You cannot duplicate those conditions outside of the womb. And that's why over there, the mach learns tar with you. It's ruchnius. What? Right? You know, inside the rechem is the malam from olam hazeh. It's pnimius. So also the philosophers, you know, Aristotle, Oprah, he thinks that God is bound by the laws of nature. They're all true, b'chitzonius, but in the inner chambers of reality, koshkin, when you reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none of these laws apply, right? And that's, and the Rambam sums up and says, his partzusam, klapi Hashem, his partzus chamura, how they are poets towards Hashem, thinking that he's bound by the laws that they perceive, is a hit part, it's a terrible act of breaking entry. Like the same Lashon, Fortzu Chomos Midolai by Hanukkah. Because they're breaking into the Makom Mikdash, saying that their science and their color, that's everything. And it could, it's even Shaykh, even in the Makom of Torah. Right? And that's why, right? When we drove them out. So, we rebuilt the walls. We built the walls, right? And any place where they breached the wall, they were metakin, you had to be mishtachaveh. What does that show? Mishtachva is that you double over yourself, that the line doesn't continue. Everything that you thought is true collapses there, right? So it's a chizuk of what their pirtza represented. As so hefich from that, when they go to every place there used to be a pirtza, you had to bow down to show that the human world and human percent doesn't go, it collapses upon itself, at that point, right? You have to respect our boundaries, right? Right? So that's it. When they rebuilt, and they were metaher the bias, right? So lezecha that they were metake ner ish u beso. That's also what's brought down in Svarim, that the ner Chanukah is much like the Ora Menorah, and your house is like shining with the light that illuminated the base of Mikdash. Your house is like a base of Mikdash at the time had lokas neiros. The aura of the menorah is like from the aura of the menorah and the beta. But it's mamish this inyan to reinstate the boundaries between pnimius, the bias, and the chitzonius. That's why it's ner ish u beso, right? You have to have inner space, and consecrate this inner space, connected to shame, right? And keep the outer space out. You have to rebuild those boundaries that the Yevonim violated. And those boundaries can only go, there is influence, but only from inside out. That it's al Pesach Beso Lahir Bachutz, that religion could shed light outside to the outside world, but the outside world doesn't penetrate into and influence us. L'chaim.